This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. And talked about times in their life when we're just overwhelmed, and that strong tower, to me, represented that we can know that God is healer, He's deliverer, He's mighty, He's the King of Kings, He's got all these titles, all these accomplishments that He's done. But the one thing that undergirds all of those is the fact that God is good, He is faithful, all His ways are just, He's a God of righteousness, there is no injustice in Him whatsoever, and that validates every promise that He has made. God cannot lie. And there are times when our hearts are overwhelmed and we cry like the psalmist, lead me to the rock who's higher than I am. I want to know Him. Now, there's something about being in the presence of someone who is faithful, who is just, who doesn't lie. And, you know, there's a confidence that comes just from being in their presence. Well, we've all failed. There's not one person that hasn't got weakness in them. But with God, He's perfect. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, He teaches who? Sinners. In the way. The meek will He guide in judgment. The meek will He teach His way. So really, the one thing that God is looking for us is for humility. And just this morning, I'm impressed again that God says, the one thing He describes the house of God, which we are, the church, which is His body. Remember Jesus said, destroy this temple, talking about His own body, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And He did that, and the church was formed. It's made up of every nationality, all different sorts of people from all walks of life. There's neither male nor female. There's neither Jew nor Greek, black or white, but we are all one in Christ. And it's an amazing body. But the one thing that He says about His house is, He said, my house will be called a house of prayer. All right, and I sort of want to go along the lines of talking about what motivates us to pray. And if I look back, I'm motivated by zeal. I want to see the power of God. Now, I remember, God, I want to see signs and wonders and miracles. And it's almost like, God, why do you want to see those things? Well, because I'll be really excited about it. I'll be significant. I didn't admit that, but it's probably true. And over the years, I think it's almost like, you know, parents. How many parents know this? You want your kids to do well. But above all, you want them to do it for the right reason. And I think God's the same. He's begun a work in us, you know. And we're all growing in the Lord and getting to know. And I think as we grow, as I shared last week, one of the things, as God reveals Himself, He reveals that He's the healer, that He's the deliverer. And usually when we're in the biggest kind of trouble, you know, call unto the Lord in the day of trouble. He will answer you and He'll show you great and mighty things. Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upwards. So all of us get into trouble. And that's good because we call to the Lord then. We lose our self-sufficiency and, you know, I'm God, I can do all things. I'm omniscient, I know everything. I'm omnipotent, I can do everything. And we think we're God, but in trouble we find out we're not. We call to the Lord and He shows us great and mighty things. He reveals something about who He is, and it may be provider for you. You lost all your finances and cried out to God and that, and He provided for you. And that becomes, to me, a doorway where we can press on to know the Lord. Remember I shared Hosea, come, let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. It's Himself, but we could just sit back and say, well, that's all I need to know. Thank you very much. I don't really want to know anymore. And isn't that kind of rude? I sort of want to share about the name of the Lord. You know, what is the name of the Lord? What's his name? We know a lot of his titles: Mighty God, He's Wonderful, He's Counselor, He's the Prince of Peace. But what about his name? Do you know that if you don't know somebody, we usually get introduced to them, or we introduce ourselves, you know, some do that, but mostly we get introduced by somebody else. So I don't know Nigel here and what's his name? Brendan. You're not Brendan. So I get introduced and I know your name. That then, trouble with me, I've got a great forgettery. You know, I've got to really repeat names to get them in. I've called my grandkids the wrong names, you know. I know who they are, but not the name, you know. So maybe it's something to do with getting older. But anyway, I get introduced Nigel. And that becomes a point of contact with me where I can get to know him. So, you know, I met you last week. I was introduced Nigel. God, Nigel, I'm going to catch up with Nigel next week. And so I make a point of seeing Nigel. I call Nigel. Of course, he's going to respond to his name. And I then can get to know Nigel more. I can ask more about him, what he does and why. And then not only what he does, but why he does what he does. I can get to know his heart. And the more time that I spend with him, I can then say, I really know Nigel. I've seen him in good times and I've seen him in bad times, and he's the same in both. Isn't that interesting? We get to know people in the good times and then you see him in the bad times and, oh, they're two different people. Shouldn't be, but, well, we're all like that. We all make mistakes. But what I'm using that for is that we can get to know the Lord. Let's press on to know him. And I'll just share a scripture in Genesis 4. Genesis chapter 4. I was just reading through, you know, sometimes you read the Bible and you're just reading through the story and something just really jumps out at you. So Genesis 4, you know, I've just read through all Adam and Eve and wonderful walking in the garden, walking with God, and then they have two sons, Cain and Abel, and that, you know, incredible tragedy where Cain kills his brother, and then just all this sin and disappointment that comes in the human race, trouble that comes. But Genesis chapter 4, and we'll read from, and I believe the Lord, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and named him Seth. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. And as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. And it was that bit there that jumped out. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. Now, why is it just shoved there like that? Then they began. Why didn't they do it before? But they began to call. And I think the issue, what's happening here, men are getting into big trouble. That scripture's really coming true here. Men are getting into big trouble. They're getting killed. There's sorrow. There's misery. There's heartache. And it said, then men began to call on the name of the Lord. They'd heard about him. They'd been given his name. He had revealed himself, but no one was taking it that next step and pursuing him. And that's what trouble will do in our lives. And here's an interesting thing. When Seth had a son and named him Enosh, then men began to call on the name of the Lord. Enosh means a mortal, to be frail, feeble, desperately wicked, incurable, sick, woeful. Well, that's a good time to start calling on the name of the Lord, isn't it? And so we can all identify with that. But I want to go a bit further in in the fact that we need to really press on to know the Lord. And I wanted to show a little clip. Okay, what was that all about? Well, I think I really want to tie it in that God really wants to reveal things. He wants to reveal his heart and his passion to see people set free. You know, there is an enemy out there. He's called the devil and Satan. He's out to steal, kill and destroy. And Jesus said there are other sheep that he wants to bring into the flock. And when I see this, I realize that, you know, every one of us is weak. We're weak, but he is strong. I've been saying that we're going to come into times where we're going to need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And it's not about us pumping ourselves up and trying to be a stronger you, but because the Bible says, when I'm weak, I'm strong. What's that saying? It's recognizing our absolute total dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the mighty God. And it's through our knowledge of him that we actually gain strength. It's through knowing what he does. Often we try to say, well, who do you know who I am? Or who are you? And we try to find our identity in ourselves, and we can't. It's not about who I am. It's about who he is, that we then really know who we are in him. And the scripture Jesus Christ has done so much more than us than give us, die on the cross and just say, well, that's your ticket to heaven when you die. No, the Bible says that when he died, we died. And when he rose again from the dead, we rose again from the dead in him. That we are in Christ, that we are a new creation in him. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So that we can literally say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That he is my rock. He is my fortress. He is my shield. He is my provider. Why? Just because I understand all those things? No, but I know him. I know the one who is the provider. I know the one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's not what you know, it's who you know. You know, the smallest baby may not understand what their parent can do, but it knows the parent. In fact, in the last days, Jesus warned that because of iniquity, the love of many would grow cold. And he talked about a great deception coming in. And if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. And some people think, well, you've got to understand all that's going to happen. You've got to understand the Bible back to front, and then you won't be deceived. Well, that's not going to be the answer. The answer is going to be your knowledge, your knowledge of him. Let us press on to know the Lord. The Bible says that my people are destroyed through lack of knowledge. It's not accumulated knowledge about things or even about what people have done or even about who God is and what he has done. The Pharisees knew him back to front, but they never knew him. They had the Bible, they could interpret that, every Hebrew word, exactly what it was, past, present tense, everything. And yet when Jesus came, they never knew him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, sons of God. What a privilege. So the message of the cross is the power of God to salvation to everyone believe. And what a great salvation. When the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. When I gave that illustration about being introduced to Nigel, then that begins an open door for me to get to know him more. I can call on his name. But you are in the gospel is an even greater way. We are actually born. We inherit a name. Every son that is born in a family inherits the name of that family. Isn't that incredible? You know what it says about Jesus Christ, that he has become so much better than the angels. The old covenant was ministered by the angels. What a great thing. But Jesus, the new covenant, has become so much better that he, by inheritance, has inherited a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that he is Lord. He said, no one comes to the Father except through me. What is he talking about? Knowing. You know, and it's amazing. Who is it? Philip said, show us the Father. I need to know who I am. I need to know my Father. How many people are struggling with that issue of identity in their own family, where they don't know their father or their mother, and there's an ache in them to find out who their father is, who their mother is, and to find out who they are. Well, Philip had that. Show us the Father, and that'll be enough for me. And you know what Jesus said? Philip, don't you know that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father? If you know me, you know the Father. Awesome! What an incredible salvation! We're not just saved from going to hell. That's not what it's all about. We're actually saved from the power of sin in our life. That we have a desire to live a new life, to live and demonstrate the glory and the power of God. I belong to this family. I just realised the time. I've got to stop. I've got to continue this another week. I'm really sorry that I've just done that to the parents and embarrassed them there. So my apologies. But can I just finish to this? As I say, you know, by inheritance, we've received a name. And the smallest baby knows who mum and dad are. You try taking a baby away from mother, and they'll scream. They don't know anything, but they know who mum is. That's why we won't get deceived. And it's those who know their God. And in the book of Daniel, it says that in the last days, knowledge shall increase. And that's literally true of today. So much, get on the internet, you find out anything. But those who know their God shall be strong and do mighty exploits. And I want to see people set free, like Lambert the sheepish lion, get this revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus and what he has called you to do, that you can come and stand before the God who created the heavens and the earth. Angels and all these dignitaries have to make an appointment, but you, as a son and a daughter, any time you want, can come before him. Oh, I'm talking about prayer. I'm talking about prayer. He says, my house, he built it as a house for what? His name. His name, because he wants people to know him. And this house is to glorify his name. And it's called the house of prayer. Why do we pray? Because we want other people to know him. And we say, here am I. Use me, send me, do whatever is necessary that I can proclaim your name and be the instrument, be the person who can introduce someone to you. You can't introduce the Lord until you know him yourself. So we need to get before him and pray. That's what prayer's about. Keep your prayer time. This house is called a house of prayer. Can we finish with that? And if anybody would like prayer, because I just... There's so much. In his name, we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We will cast out devils. Many people are in torment. And if we touch anything deadly, it will not touch us. That's the truth. It's not what you know, it's who you know. It gives you an absolute confidence and security. Can we stand up and we'll close in prayer? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you. We just stand before you in absolute awe, and how can we not praise you and worship you, because you're our Father and you're our boast. You are our glory. You are our glory. We're not going to glory in what we've done or achieved, but we glory in you that you're our Father in heaven. Your name is wonderful. Hallowed be your name. And Father, I thank you just for encouragement for each one here. And Lord, that in everything we do, in our homes, in our street, in our workplaces, and in this church and towards one another, that everything we do would honour and glorify your name, that others would come to know you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Monbold Christian Fellowship.